Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen Validation Glue Masterclass for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12, and if that sounds intense, good, because that's exactly the energy we want. The goal here is not just to chop up an Amen break and call it a day. We're going to shape it into a tight, rolling drum and bass groove that feels like one performance. The kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes should all feel connected. The drums should breathe, but still hit with authority. And underneath all of that, the sub should feel huge without turning the mix into mud. This is beginner-friendly, so don't worry if you're still getting comfortable in Ableton. I'll walk you through it step by step, and I'll keep pointing out the little decisions that make the biggest difference. First, let's set up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really solid starting point for this style. You can move a little lower or higher later if you want, but 172 is a great place to land for rolling drum and bass. Now create a new track for your drums. If you want, load a drum rack. Then create a second track for your bass and load a stock synth like Operator or Wavetable. For this lesson, Operator is perfect because we want a clean, pure sub. Simple is powerful here. Now let's get the Amen break into the session. You've got two easy options. The first option is to use an Amen loop that you already have. Drag it into an audio track, then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the loop is already fairly tight, slicing by transient is usually the best choice, because it gives you more control over the individual hits. If the loop is very regular, you can also slice by 1/16. The second option is to build the pattern from individual drum hits in a drum rack. That can be great, but for this lesson, slicing the Amen and then reprogramming it is the best route. That keeps the classic flavor, but gives you your own variation. Now comes the fun part, building the actual groove. Open the MIDI clip created from the sliced Amen, and start with a simple tube bar pattern. Think in rolls here. The snare is your anchor. The kick is your push. The ghost notes and hats are your motion. If you remember that, your pattern will stay clear even as it gets more detailed. In bar 1, keep the rhythm recognizable and strong. Put the main snare hits where they feel like they're locking the whole break in place. Add a kick or two to keep the movement going, but don't crowd the pattern. Then in bar 2, introduce a little variation. That could be an extra ghost note, a slightly different kick placement, or a tiny fill leading into the next bar. That's the key idea. Don't rewrite the whole thing. Just change a slice or two so the ear stays interested. A really important beginner tip here is to leave space. Heavy drum and bass does not mean full drum and bass. In fact, the groove often hits harder when it breathes. If every gap is filled, the kick and snare lose their impact, and the sub has nowhere to live. Now let's add some groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing setting, something like MPC 16 Swing 54. Drag it onto your drum clip and keep the timing amount fairly light, around 20 to 40%. Keep random very low, and use only a little velocity change if needed. We want the break to feel human, not sloppy. A good trick is to leave the snare fairly centered, then let the ghost note sit a little later if you want more laid-back bounce. You can also push some hats just slightly early for urgency. That contrast is what gives the break character. The snare should feel confident, the hats should feel tense, and the ghosts should feel loose enough to groove. Next, shape the individual hits. If your kick feels weak, use a short, punchy kick sample and trim the decay if necessary. A small boost around 50 to 80 Hz can help, but only if you actually need it. If the kick sounds boxy, cut a little around 200 to 300 Hz. For the snare, go for a strong crack in the 2 to 5 kHz range. If it needs more body, layer a lower snare underneath it. A touch of saturation can add thickness and help it sit forward in the mix. For hats and ghost hits, keep them controlled. High-pass anything that doesn't need low end. Ghost notes should support the groove, not distract from it. If you want width, use a little panning, but don't overdo it. Now we get to the glue part. Route your Amen elements to a drum bus, or if you're using a drum rack, process the whole group together. This is where the loop starts feeling like a finished record instead of just a chopped break. Start with EQ8. Use it to clean up the low end of the drum bus. A gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz will remove rumble. If the break sounds cloudy, try a small cut in the 250 to 400 Hz range. Maybe add a subtle high shelf if it needs a bit more air, but keep it tasteful. Next, add glue compressor. This is one of the best tools for this kind of drum bus processing, but the important thing is to use it gently. Try a 2-to-1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, and auto-release or about 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not flattening. If needed, use soft clip for a little extra control. After that, add saturator. Just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is often enough to thicken the drums and make them feel denser. Think of it like adding weight, not distortion for its own sake. Soft sine or analog clip are both good places to start. Then try drum bus. Ableton's drum bus can be amazing for drum and bass. Use low to moderate drive, be careful with crunch and be very cautious with boom, especially if your sub is already heavy. For this style, a little drive and some transients is often enough. You want punch and density, not an overcooked low end. Finally, use utility if needed to keep the low end centered. If the break feels too wide, narrow it slightly. The low frequencies should feel solid and stable. Now let's build the sub. On your bass track, load operator and set oscillator to a sine wave. That gives you a clean sub foundation, with no extra harmonics cluttering the low end. Keep the envelope fast on the attack and medium on the release. Leave the filter mostly open or bypassed. This is about purity. Write a simple bass line that supports the drum pattern instead of fighting it. A strong DNB bass line often answers the drums rather than stepping all over them. Let the bass hit after the snare sometimes. Leave space before strong kick accents. Use longer notes only where the drums are sparse. Here is a good mindset. The bass should feel like it's talking back to the break. If the bass is too constant, it will flatten the groove. If it leaves space, the snare and kick will feel much bigger. Now add sidechain compression to the bass. Put a compressor on the bass track, switch on sidechain, and select the kick as the input. Set a fast attack, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, a release somewhere between 50 and 120 milliseconds, and a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Then lower the threshold until the bass ducks, just enough for the kick to come through clearly. If the snare also needs space, the easiest, beginner-friendly fix is to write the bass line around the snare hits in the first place. That usually works better than trying to force everything with heavy processing. Composition first, processing second. Now let's talk about arrangement, because even a perfect loop needs movement. A simple structure could be this. Bars 1 to 8 with drums and a minimal sub. Bars 9 to 16 with more bass movement. Bars 17 to 24 with a stronger amen variation, and bars 25 to 32 with a filler transition into a new section. As you build the arrangement, try muting certain drum slices every 4 or 8 bars. Add a turnaround fill at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Use a reversed crash or a noise swell before a drop. Even pulling the bass out for a moment can make its return hit much harder. Contrast is what creates impact, and this is one of the most important coach tips in the whole lesson. Keep your low end simple before trying to make it fancy. A clean, focused sub with fewer notes usually sounds larger than a busy bass line. Heavy does not mean crowded. Also, check the groove at a lower volume. This is a really underrated test. If the drums still feel exciting when quiet, your pattern is probably working. If they only feel good when loud, the balance might still need work. Now let's add tiny variations to keep the loop alive. Every 4 bars, try changing just one thing. Swap one kick for a ghost note. Add a snare flam on the transition. Change the hat rhythm in bar 2. Mute a slice for one repeat, then bring it back. These little edits give the loop momentum, without destroying the identity of the groove. A great advanced idea is call and response. Let the bass answer the drums. Let the bass hit after a snare, or hold a note while the break gets busier. That push-pull feeling is a huge part of rolling drum and bass. Another smart move is to cycle accents. On one repeat, let the kick feel like the strongest secondary accent. On the next, bring the ghost notes forward. Then maybe the hats. Then a fill. That creates movement without needing a totally new pattern every time. If you want the sub to translate better on smaller speakers, duplicate it and add a very subtle harmonic layer. High pass the duplicate so it doesn't add more true sub, then blend it quietly underneath the clean sine. That gives the bass more presence without ruining the low end. If the kick and sub are clashing, shorten the bass release or slightly delay the bass note after the kick. A tiny timing adjustment can do more than a heavy compressor ever will. And if the drums feel too distant, try a little parallel saturation, reduce reverb tails, and brighten only the top layer of hats rather than the whole break. For dark music, the goal is not to make everything muddy. The goal is to make the groove feel weighty and focused. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 2-bar amen variation with a sub bass underneath it. Use 2 strong snares, 2 kicks, and at least 3 ghost hits. Add a subtle groove from the groove pool. Put EQ8, glue compressor, and saturator on the drum bus. Program a sine sub in operator. Write a simple bass line that leaves space for the snares. Sidechain the bass slightly to the kick. Then loop it for 8 bars, and add one small variation every 4 bars. If you want to push it further, make 2 versions. Make one tighter, cleaner, and more minimal. Then make another heavier, dirtier, and more aggressive. Compare them and listen for which one hits harder, which one leaves more space for the snare, and which one makes the sub feel bigger. That comparison is one of the fastest ways to improve your ear. So let's recap. Start with a sliced amen or an amen-style drum rack. Focus on snare placement, ghost notes, and space. Use the groove pool for subtle human movement. Blue the drums with EQ, compression, saturation, and drum bus. Build a clean operator sub and write it around the drum accents. Side chain lightly and arrange for contrast. Then keep the loop evolving with tiny variations every 4 or 8 bars.